Hello, and welcome back to the Gaming Backlog Book Club. Reminder, we do go into spoilers here and there, and so if you want to avoid that, start another episode, play along, and come back to this one once you've caught up. And yeah, as it turns out, when we do seasons on these more open-world games, if there's any indication in my research of there being multiple endings, moving forward, I'll be investigating if it's one of those you get a different ending cutscene and that's that, or if it's like this, where you your divergence from the main path takes you on a list of quests that make up a full third of the main story's runtime. I had mistakenly followed one estimate that had institutionalized as the final main story quest, which is where you arrive at the Institute, when that was clearly just the beginning of the breakoff point. Could have optimized our week-to-week time commitments much better than we did originally, but, you know, I think I enjoyed kind of slowly working our way into the world with side quests and wandering at the beginning. Anyway, note to self for the future.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, it's just something, yeah, that we will do a bit more, like, review and search on and figure out for podcast timing and play timing.
Yeah, and I think,
but I did enjoy at the start of this, like, kind of just going slowly and doing my side quests and building my guy up.
Getting your feet under you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, it worked out for the best, I think, in terms of the way we were playing this. Considering people play this for hundreds to thousands even of hours, I think, and we're still fitting this into, what is it, 9 weeks? You know, we might both play a little bit after we're done with the season, but it's fitting 1,000 hours potential into 9 weeks is tight anyway. So it all worked out for the best.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to continue it a little bit more because, one, just mainly for I want the trophy of reach level 50. I think I'm at level 46 or 47 right now. So I'm
You're close.
Super
You'll probably
close.
Get there before we're done.
So. Yeah. Yeah, and before, like, because I know we'll probably do a couple of the DLCs and stuff, and I still have a few side quests that I'll complete, and that should hopefully get me up there.
There are a couple main area side quests that I definitely want to finish off too, yeah. Or start.
I can also tell you, I was looking at the map last night, and I was like, there's like a whole section of it where I've barely like gone to.
No, which section is that?
Only, I don't know, I think it was more like down southeast of it. Like I've gone to some of it, but there's still quite a lot of open spots, and I'm like, I'm sure there's more buildings and other stuff, and I just haven't really
Nick Valentine holotape quest takes you to some parts of that corner, but not a lot. I mean, obviously a lot of that's just water, but but even so,
yeah. And also just overall in some of the other towns I came to, there's still a lot of buildings like I didn't go into. And so,
for killing people and getting stuff. This game has literally hundreds of buildings that you can go into. So that's
so many buildings.
And most of them are significantly larger once you're inside than they look like they are on the outside.
Yeah, true.
I think that and then settlement building is pads out the hours for so many of the major fans of this one. Series, really, I guess is the best way to put it. I did consider, because it's available on streaming and also available on every platform in the world, but when I saw the ending of this, I thought for a second to just for like 10 minutes kick up Skyrim and see what it's like at the opening, and then I was like, I'm just going to keep playing this.
Skyrim, from what I've heard, is a whole nother beast. I don't know if I could.
Yeah, oh, I mean,
I think that
I think
might be too big for me.
You know, I think I could enjoy it, but there are too many other similar games that I know I will enjoy much more. And Fallout is a unique thing. Definitely unique ambiance and environment and world. And, you know, it's set in the real world-ish. And so I don't think I'll be playing an Elder Scrolls game unless the next one is amazing.
Hey, we'll see what 6 is like when we get another teaser for that. And it comes out.
And then it takes another 10 years later. Yeah, yeah. That sort of Skyrim inspired game Fatekeeper I mentioned looks really good too, but obviously it's only been like 9 minutes of footage so far.
Yeah,
so maybe that's the Skyrim-esque game I'll try out one day. Anyway, so I guess, you know, I'll jump into it first because that's sort of where we ended off last time. So, you know, I guess if I think about it, we'll be going through basically our run-ups to the ending. For me, it was with the Railroad, and Alex was with the Brotherhood of Steel. I guess I can kind of just go through all of that. Does that make sense?
I mean, did you do any other, like, any other little side quest? You just kind of just went straight through to the end?
I did notice that I had a couple side quests that I had started or almost completely finished, but then just didn't do, like, the last tiny thing to get the experience for it. One of them was that old guns that we talked about last week, so I never actually tried out the artillery because there wasn't another Minutemen member there except for the radio guy. And then so one showed up and I assigned him and launched the things and got the experience. There were a couple others. And then when I was every once in a while you pop on to figure out what the deal is with a bug or something. And I, get random information otherwise. So I found out there are a lot more companions that are available that you don't just find easily. But in place, like some of them are available in places I've already been to. So I went to a place called Trinity Tower, and you get a radio signal for it.
Well, I did this a while ago.
You climb up the tower. Goodman? Rex Goodman.
Rex Goodman. Yeah,
and you free a super mutant named Strong, and he can be your companion.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Do you have him as a companion?
I think I do. I just don't. I'm actually, you know what? If I do, I don't know where he's located. I try to send everybody to Sanctuary Hills just so I have them know where they are. But I did that a while ago, so I don't remember. To be honest.
So you haven't used him, obviously. I was using Deegan at the time as my companion, and I got Strong. And so when you get him as a companion, you send your other person away. And so fighting all those super mutants and then having him as a companion as like a nice person, I guess as a person, most of these super mutants seem to be mutated people. I was like, oh yeah, Virgil is still over there in the in the cave over there in the glowing teeth. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go check in on him now because supposedly he's gonna be all right. And so I pop in there. Yes, he's a human. He tells you a couple things, and then obviously this episode is about the end of the game, so a bit of a spoiler here, but I did this after finishing the main story. Institute's gone. He says, after saying, oh thanks, yeah, I'm feeling good now, he says, the radio signals from the Institute aren't showing up anymore. I was like, oh yeah, sorry about that. It's gone. You okay? And he got so pissed off that he kicked me out and I couldn't use his workshop.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's not happy about that. He's like, I just think I need to be alone. So anyway, yeah, there's that. So don't go back to Virgil. Unless you sided with the Institute, maybe that might be a possibility. So he obviously cares about the people there, even though I asked him to evacuate. Like, he's still upset about it. Anyway, that was interesting. There's a quest that I had picked up and hadn't done, but I'd walked right by. It was this place called the Combat Zone, which is like a mini Coliseum type thing. Really quick, but you get a companion named Kate, who's like an ex-addict and all this stuff. Has some major issues, and I also went back to, because I don't know if we had talked about it, there's a guy named McCready in the
I got him
pub, and yeah, you just pay him. So I mean, at this point I didn't want him at that point because he was being thugged up by some, I guess, thugs. He was being beaten up by some thugs, and so I was able to, I have the charisma at max, so I was able to get him, what's it called, super cheap. So I paid less for him, and I got him, and then I looked it up, because obviously these quests don't tell you what you get out of them. So I'm like, who should I actually take along with me? And he is perfect for me, because his perk increases VAT's headshot accuracy.
Okay.
I'm going to be using, as I'm building a VAT's character at this point, I'm going to be using McCready probably the rest of my playthrough just to get that perk, and then hopefully be able to use it a little bit. I wish I had brought him along the whole time now.
Yeah.
So if I play the next Fallout or a past Fallout at some point, I'm going to look up the companion perks immediately and just figure it out like that, because otherwise it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And then I finally...
Yeah, McCready, I sent him just straight to Sanctuary Hill. I was like, I don't want you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I did the combat zone. I got Kate, and I think I just left her there. So I was like, okay, I'll talk to you later. Like, I was no, you're not going to come with me right now.
Feeling it. Yeah. As a character, I couldn't care less for McCready, but hey, I'll take the perk any day. And then I also started one as well. So you can get John Hancock, the mayor of Good Neighbor, as a companion, but you have to do a quest for someone else first. So I started that one, but I'll get to it later.
Okay.
If I decide to. You have to go do a quest like in one of the alleyways where you kill someone for Silver Shroud quest line.
Okay, I think I... Okay, I probably, yeah. Yeah, I did.
But you've, I mean, I think you've done a lot more of this kind of side exploration or things like that, and probably came across them a little bit more naturally, where I've been underleveled compared to you. I think right now I'm at level 32, and you're what, like almost 50, you said, 46. So.
Yeah, I'm 46 after finishing the game, because you got a ton, ton of XP for finishing the game, and I think that bumped me up like two or three levels.
Yeah, I think I got two, maybe three levels. But so I think, you know, aside from the main quest this time around, I basically was just grabbing companions. Was really, you know, maybe 30 minutes total, not a lot. But yes, so continuing with my railroad undercover operation, and I have to say, I believe I really am fooling Father at this point. Of course, he seems to be one of those know-it-all types with access to all the information in the world ever. But hey, I think I was pulling it off pretty well, because I'm clearly in the mindset of tricking him and getting, basically just buying time for the synths to organize themselves. But before going back to the Institute itself, right, I was given this task from Desdemona at the railroad to find some more information, and I arrived at this Cambridge Polymer Lab, which I think I mentioned at the end of last week, to complete my new job as sales coordinator. So I got the orientation, then was brought to a locker room for my uniform, was brought to a clean room to get detoxed, and then I was locked into this area with an isotope testing center and a bunch of ghouls and a green one ghoul. Once I found all the right elements for this testing thing, I was able to craft a really strong power armor torso, which was pretty random, out of just some random elements. And then Molly, the Mr. Handy, that was the job receptionist there, said that my mandatory overtime was over. So she unlocked the door, brought me upstairs to show the director my work sample, and of course he was a ghoul, like everyone else in the building. So I killed him. And then Molly paid me 23 pre-war money as a bonus. And then promptly said that due to lack of work, all employees were being laid off. So that hit close to home. I had my job for like 40 minutes. That was it. And then she just said deactivating, and then kind of half exploded and fell to the ground.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. She just, you know, walked out the building, moving on. Upon return to the railroad headquarters, Des says they dug through my report that I left after leaving the Institute, and they say the Institute is way stronger than we expected. The railroad concluded, okay, if we assault it would be the last time we ever get a synth out for their freedom, so instead of going for the 13 that are willing to go, we should just try to get them all out now. They then sent me off to ask the synth leader on the inside if they're down. And if yes, they'll need to rebel and fight for their freedom while the railroad attacks from the other side. So this is kind of setting up all this endgame run up to the ending for the railroad. Liam, who is this guy Patriot I was talking about, go and give him the admin, the CIT admin and password, which I got from that Polymer Labs, and then informed the synth leader, Z114 is his name. He said some of the synths would fight for it, but they need guns. And so they sent me to this tunnel that was being built because the Institute is constantly expanding. There are materials, but his synths are constantly being watched by guards. So I went down there and cleared all those guys out. They were really damaged sponge synths. So I used an entire Gatling, or what's it called, minigun, 500 rounds of the 5mm rounds at point blank, and still had to pull out another gun to finish the last one off. So that was cool. From there, Z114 said to just play along with Father for a while to not draw suspicion. So I went and did the synth retention quest that you mentioned last week, and I thought Libertalia was really cool. As a semi-unique kind of locale within the game, I do love the sound effects of creaky wooden ships on the water, so I guess maybe that's why I liked it.
Yeah, it was an interesting place. Libertalia, I'm curious, how did you get to the final, like, the main headquarters ship?
the main headquarters ship of who?
Of Libertas, where that synth was. I forgot his name now.
Yeah, no, the one that's like a tower.
Yeah, the one that's like a tower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sticking up like the end of Titanic.
How did I get there? I mean, I kind of just followed this path of planks the entire way, I guess is the best way to describe it. Fighting off turrets and people was, and then, there's the like cable car thing. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Okay. Mine was different. Found a path. No, I went underneath the water. I was in power armor. And like I saw a path that was going towards the water and then disappeared underneath. So I just followed it straight. And then I walked up onto the ship and found a staircase to go up. Because I didn't see a cable car. I was like, I don't know any other way to get here.
Oh, no, I kept wrapping around and I was like walking back towards the entrance, but on a different route. And so I was like, this must eventually wind over to the thing. And so there was like this little push button cable car. And I just kind of went up and slowly sniped the people on the other end as I went up.
I saw that route, but I was like, it's going back towards the entrance. I'm not going
to. Yeah, no,
that.
Yeah. I was just like, well, I don't see anywhere else to go.
Well, that's on me.
There you go. That's why we talk about this. We're giving people options. I'm assuming they've already done it at this point, but still. For your next playthrough. So yeah, I mean, I thought it was cool. And doing this quest with Deacon as my companion, I ended up getting him to a high enough affinity that he divulged more info. It turns out Desdemona is not the leader of the railroad. Deacon actually is.
Okay.
So he's just dropping bombs of information left and right. He was the founder of the railroad 60 years ago, he said. He's realistic enough to joke about other factions having some goal of saving the world, but he just wants to make it a slightly better place. He says one synth at a time. He's a funny dude, that guy. I'm a fan.
Yes.
Then another quest that you've already done. So I went, Father sends you to Bunker Hill, same deal as he did for you. I only had the option to inform the railroad because of my Brotherhood quest bugs. So I never even had a chance to talk to them. So I went and informed the railroad. I mean, I was already planning on going that route anyway. And Desdemona said it was too risky to lose the four synths that were hiding out there. So we have to plan for me to go with the Institute during their attack, but wipe out the others, basically this courser that was along with me, and return back as a sole survivor to the Institute without blowing my cover. Then I've had a great time with bugs during my playthrough. So I spent 35 minutes at Bunker Hill, slowly making my way through the battling the railroad heavies. I wasn't fighting against them, but it was the railroad heavies and then the synths and then the Brotherhood of Steel troops were all fighting on the streets outside. I get inside, go through all the tunnels, picked up a major upgrade set of power armor from a Killed in Action Brotherhood Knight. That was sweet. I'm using that still today. And then I had already killed the Institute Courser outside because that was part of the plan. So I just told the four synths that were down there to leave. All good at this point. Teleported back to a power armor crafting rack. I think it was the one at Red Rocket gas station where Dogmeat is. And swapped out and repaired the new set of armor I picked up so I could keep moving along. Then I tried to TP over to the CIT ruins to meet up with Father and continue the quest. And the game crashed and my file was corrupted. Fortunately, I lost those 45 minutes of progress and had to redo all of that. Fortunately, that was the first time I was playing that calendar day, so I leave my PS5 in rest mode overnight and it uploads to the cloud. Now I'm just uploading to the cloud immediately after finishing a play session because I don't want to have that happen again. So I only lost 45 minutes, but instead of redoing it exactly the same way, I just walked on by everyone outside without a care in the world and didn't get hit even once by a stray bullet or laser. That was a surprise. So they weren't targeting me at all.
They don't seem to target you.
Yeah, same deal inside, and I just kind of waited around a corner until that same Brotherhood Knight got killed, jumped down and grabbed the power armor while the rest of the room was still fighting, and then walked through to the four synths, told them they were free to go, killed the courser again, and everyone else in the area immediately despawned, so just disappeared, or died. I mean, got all of that done in 8 minutes because F that, I was not about to repeat the whole quest again.
Yeah. That's funny that you say, so yeah, I did all that and the father thing to go to the father. My game crashed on me 3 times.
Oh, geez.
Trying to get to father on the roof.
Oh, wow.
Luckily,
that sucks.
Luckily, like how I have it, I guess, is set up like every 10 minutes. If I look at my Pip-Boy, it auto-saves every 10 minutes. And then sometimes now I'd started earlier where I just like would hit the start button and just hit quick save. Because I think I had it crash on me earlier, like way earlier when we're in our play sessions. So I just sometimes just hit quick saves just to.
Yeah, I'm constantly quick saving actually. Like every time I get through an encounter, start an encounter and get through an encounter, I kind of quick save anyway because it's really fast. But also, quick saving is one thing. Full on corrupted save file and have to download from the cloud was what kind of got to me and worried me. Annoying. I was if I didn't have that save file in the cloud, I probably would have just, you know, DNF this game because it's too far along to care.
No, that's understandable.
But we're good. Smooth sailing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, me trying to get to file. Yeah, crashed on me 3 times. I got like it just kicked me out of the game and said, "Error report. Would you like to report?" And I'm like, "What the heck is going on?"
And then finally, I
got to him on the roof. It also took me forever to figure out how to get to the roof.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was a weird path up there.
But yeah. Yeah. But go ahead. Because, yeah, you got to him, so you did this.
Yeah, right. And so I guess all of that, in light of this new, 10th anniversary edition of Fallout 4 that just came out is full of new bugs and problems. I'm just glad that I've had the ones that I've had so far, not anything worse.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, after talking with Father on the roof, I popped back over to Bunker Hill to buy some stuff and ended up getting it as a settlement, which was cool. And then I guess this is the other side quest I didn't mention earlier. And so since the last time I visited was before finding and joining the railroad, I didn't meet this guy previously, but I ran into one of the vendors there who asked the railroad call sign, "Do you have a Geiger counter?" And I responded with the counter sign of "Mind the Shop." So I ended up on a very short side quest to escort an escaped synth between this vendor and another person named High Rise, who wasn't actually a railroad member. He's just someone kind of helping them out as a, I guess, smuggler of sorts. I guess what's the way to put it? Kind of like Clive Owen's character in, what's that movie called? Children of Men. Good one. Anyway,
oh, that's a good movie.
High Rise takes you through the streets, basically from the drop-off point, which was a church, over to his really sweet penthouse suite at Ticonderoga. And then at that point, right, the quest done. But it's kind of cool to help with the actual on the ground railroad kind of like processes and not just the super high-end, you know, leader inside the institute side of the railroad stuff. So I kind of had that mixed perspective of being the savior of the whole thing and then also just helping out the regulars. Was surprised that happened. Anyway, back at the institute, I attended that board meeting where they talked about phase 3 to activate a nuclear reactor above ground to provide the electricity the institute needs to run everything moving forward. And then they put you onto the next quest, which we were just chatting about offline, that for me, it was called Precipice of War, and I think it was something else for you.
Yeah, it's called Spoils of War.
So we're off looking for this beryllium agitator in, I believe it was during the Bunker Hill fight. I ended up getting a level up, and I picked up a skill called Mysterious Stranger. It makes it so that randomly, when you're using VATS, it's like a fairly low percentage. I think I've had it 2 or 3 times happen. This person, don't know who, Mysterious Stranger after all, appears out of nowhere and one-shots whatever enemy you're targeting, even if they're at full health. The first time I used VATS after acquiring this skill was right after using the Relay to Mass Fusion and making an enemy of the Brotherhood. And he showed up when I was using VATS against a knight in full power armor and just obliterated him and then disappeared. It was awesome.
What? Okay, that's a cool perk.
So there's the perk to being a VATS user, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've continued to sort of pump skills into VATS and then really enjoying it. Kind of glad I went down that path, you know, in the last week. So there's that. After taking out your Brotherhood of Steel pals, grabbing the beryllium agitator and fighting off the sentry bot and assaultrons there, I got back to the institute and was sent out to help make the Minutemen stand down because a regular old genius from the Commonwealth saw the Institute show up at his house, so he launched one of the Minutemen flares for protection. But the Institute needs the guy to accelerate their nuclear reactor phase 3 project, so I arrived to negotiate with him and convince him to join. You know, I'm still playing along with Father at this point to get in my good graces and divert suspicion while the Sins prep for their escape.
Wait, okay, hold on.
Yes, this is, so I think then, at this point is where our paths divert, by the way, because
no,
I made an enemy of the Minutemen.
For the spoils of war, yeah. Didn't it ask you, didn't it tell you, like, say, like, if you pick the railroad, did it say, like, you'll lose thing for the institution? So were you part of the railroad? Brotherhood.
Just for the Brotherhood.
Really? That's so interesting.
Okay. It said I was only losing.
Yeah, so.
Only making an enemy of the Brotherhood. So yours said Brotherhood and Institute?
No, mine said, at the point, like, it depended on where I went. Like, if I tried to start the mission while in the Institute, it said, if you start here, you'll be an enemy of the Brotherhood of Steel. And then, so I was like, okay, so then I went to the Brotherhood of Steel, and when you get to the point of where to start it for the Brotherhood of Steel, like the, whatever, the little tick on the map to go, the Vertibird, actually, it said, before I entered the Vertibird, it said, if you enter this Vertibird, you'll become an instant enemy of the Institute. So that's why, I was curious on what yours was. So yours was...
No, either. Yeah. So I was playing along actually for a bit longer after the Mass Fusion quest because I was playing along. I mean, I was told by Z114, this insider synth, to just play along with Father until they were ready. So I was still doing Institute quests for a bit.
Okay, because I fought synths to get to the Agitator. That's why.
Oh, okay. So you didn't fight railroad people.
Nope, I fought synths.
Okay, I was fighting against Brotherhood of Steel members primarily, no, actually only, but I was supported by someone at the Institute, specifically one of the scientists, and a bunch of synths were helping me fight. So yes, so we have fully kind of diverted at this point. I believe we semi-join up in the end in a different way. But yeah, so I was sent off to negotiate with this guy because the Institute needs this scientist to accelerate their project. He went off to do that because I have high charisma and convinced him. And since I'm still playing along with Father at this point to get him in my good graces and divert suspicion, you know, all good so far. Once that's done, I was given the task of making an announcement to the Commonwealth as the next director of the Institute, telling everyone to leave us be for the better of the world. The greater good. At this point, I'm realizing, okay, Sean really is kind of an egomaniac, and I wasn't super enthusiastic about this radio broadcast idea because so many of my buddies in this world think I'm just a regular old guy, but now they'll hear my voice saying all this crap because it was like a script, basically. You're able to divert from the script a little bit, but nothing that's like majorly against the Institute. Oh, well, if it's the long con that's needed to free the Sins for the railroad, I guess I just went along with it. So you get sent to Diamond City because that's where the radio station is. I don't know if you ever went in that building, but it's a super antisocial dude that runs the radio out of a trailer.
No, never went in there.
After broadcasting my message, I went back to the Institute, was put in charge of starting up the reactor. And then as the future director was sent in place of Father to the directorate board meeting and made some decisions on how to approach the future Institute plans, right? This is when he's saying, you've already heard about his aggressive cancer. And then I finally, after doing this board meeting, got word back from Z114 that the Sins are ready. But he also said the Brotherhood is about to attack the radio. So obviously I rush back to Railroad HQ to tell Desdemona. She gives me this sweet railroad rifle out of it. The railroad rifle, I immediately became my primary weapon. It uses railroad spikes as ammo, which is super cool.
I found spikes around, like, as ammo.
And I had started to slowly start seeing railroad spikes as I was like, is this a melee weapon? There are so many of them, it becomes an ammo. So it's basically like an anti-vampire stake gun. It's also steam-powered and makes this toot-toot sound when it finishes reloading, which is hilarious. But the entire time you're holding it, it's just like chugging steam out. And so I tell Desdemona, and almost immediately after she gives me this rifle and I equip it, you get end up in this intense battle inside a railroad HQ to fight off the Brotherhood. Once that was done, I went with Deacon and Tinker Tom and hijacked a vertibird, flew it over to the Pridwin, which I think was the first time I heard it in game called that, because I was calling it to myself the Pridwin.
Yeah, it's the Pridwin. Yeah.
It's a kind of a pretentious sounding.
Don't make fun of my faction.
That is exactly what I'm doing. I tried to, once I got there, stealth around, but I have this really sweet silenced pistol called the Deliverer. So I took out two of the engineers or lower level Brotherhood people that were on the landing deck in silence, which was great. But then immediately was de-stealthed because there was a power armor dude on the right in front of the door, and it just completely failed. So I just went and killed everyone, all the elders, including Elder Max and everyone else that was in there. And there were just some new recruit squires that spawned after everyone was killed. So they spawned asleep on the cots. So I just left them alone.
I was about to say, geez.
But okay. To be fair, though, I left them alone asleep in their cots and then proceeded to set three explosives, get back on my vertebra, wow, and escape it as it exploded. So I did, you know, at least they went off in their sleep and not in immense pain. There's that.
So
consolation prize. Anyway, so we escape as Pridwin is exploding and crashing into the ground, action movie style, right outside of the blast radius, that kind of thing. And was finally able to use the minigun to take out some Brotherhood on the ground before leaving. And then, let's see, I was finally off on my final mission to take out the Institute. Now that the Brotherhood wasn't in the way, they were basically completely eliminated. Was able to sneak the full kind of main force of the railroad into the Institute with the help of Z-114 at that teleportation relay room after killing everyone in there. Then we slowly descended through this old science part of the building, since the main elevator wasn't accessible, fought another giant sentry robot, then went on to the main central hub where everyone is, fought people off, you know, standard stuff, and then finally needed to go access the computer terminal in Father's room, since the only director can override the access to the reactor. Conveniently enough, I am officially the director and had access to that. Father was sick and dying in his bed there. I decided to have a little chat, and he was quite disappointed in me for betraying both his confidence and throwing away all of the Institute's work. But at the end of the day, Father's just kind of rude. And he's part of this high society. He thinks he and the Institute are more worthy than everyone else, when really they were just the lucky ones who were able to live away from the radiation this whole time. I did convince him to help me override some of the normal grunt level synths that were attacking my railroad buddies, so they just shut down and stood in place. And I also set off the evacuation order for the rest of the Institute civilians to have a chance to escape. And then finally fought the final way to the reactor room, attached the explosive. Tinker Tom teleported us to the relay room. At that point, 10-year-old synth Sean was there with Tom and didn't seem none the wiser. He was talking to me like I was his real father. So in the name of liberating the synths, I allowed him to come live at Railroad HQ. When we got back to Railroad HQ a little bit later, Sean gave me a holotape from Father that explains that he was reprogrammed to think that, you know, he's my actual son. So it makes sense why that conversation happened. Anyway, in that final relay room at the Institute, Tom teleports us to a roof far away and was able to activate the detonator and watch it all go up in a giant explosion. I haven't made my way over to the CIT ruins area and what looked like many miles around it yet, but I wonder if Bethesda adapted the world to be bombed out without buildings after this sort of landscape-changing event. That's my
ending. That's a good point. Yeah, I haven't either. I haven't gone over there either.
After the explosion, it cut to my ending cutscene, and so war never changes. But yes, I am obviously curious about your end of things. Because somehow you survived this Pridwin explosion and figured it out.
I was part of the Brotherhood of Steel. Mine was the Spoils of War to get the Beryllium Agitator. As I said, it was just like yours. I just fought synths all the way through and got that. And then my next, this is where it just is like my Brotherhood of Steel sort of main slash side quest missions up to the end. My next one was called Liberty Reprimed. We're basically rebuilding Liberty Prime is his name. And he's like a giant mech robot, like giant robot. And he looks like the things from the first Thor movie that come out and shoot fire out of their eyes. Well, fire out of their helmets. Yeah, it kind of looks like that.
Laser beams, as I've said.
And laser beams,
those things are awesome in that movie.
Yeah,
that's kind of what he looks like. I don't want to talk about him anymore because it's been over. But that was a sweet enemy. They should bring it back. It kind of reminds me of the Sentinels from X-Men too, actually.
That's a good point.
Less cartoony.
That's what he also, yes, he looks, yes,
the Sentinels
looks like
look
a
really
Sentinel
goofy.
He does, though, have sort of the same body structure and shape as a Sentinel from X-Men. That's a good one. So for Liberty Primed, I had to locate like some high-powered magnets. I had to help kind of construct him. So I had to get some high-powered magnets, which you can find in any of the hospitals. So I went to a hospital, fought some enemies, grabbed a couple magnets, got out of there. Once you have the magnets, you like go over and you construct like the electromagnetic actuators, which then you can place on him. And then after that, they ask you, they're like, hey, he's out of his like main ammo, which is this special kind of nuke called the Mark 28.
Oh.
So they said there's a whole bunch of them supposedly located in this bomb facility in the Glowing Sea. Can you go over to the Glowing Sea and put this distress pulser in like the armory there with all the nukes, and then we'll send a vertebrate over and we'll collect them all. I was like, okay. So you go over there. I go over to see, like, you have like a signal that you're kind of following to get there. So I followed it. I got to the location of where they are. Go down through the facility, a lot of ghouls inside, fought a whole bunch of ghouls. And then as you get to the end of it, there's a guy for the Child of Adam there who's like protecting it and saying like, this is our soldier, like this is our leader, said like this is important. But I was able to kind of convince him like, oh yeah, hey buddy, we're on the same page. Like, sure.
Okay,
so he's like, okay, go ahead, go inside.
The way you describe that is almost exactly like, I don't know if it's in movies or just in real life, where a really oppressive kind of militaristic force goes in up against like some pacifist type people like the Children of Adam. So I'm glad you're able to convince him to walk away.
Yeah, I convince him like, yeah, we're on the same page. And he's like, okay. And he opens the door for me and he gives me his terminal access where then I can open the door.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, he has like a Soltron robot next to him. And I forgot what the name of it was, but I feel like if it had gone sideways, it would have attacked me. But it doesn't. It didn't, luckily. And then he also had like some other, like sentry bots, but like machine gun turrets and stuff around. So I was able to just disable all that stuff. So I got access. I go into the armory. It's just a whole bunch of the nukes, the Mark 28 nukes. You put down the distress pulser. And then basically then it just says, okay, go back to the Pridwin, and we'll send the vertebrate to come pick him up. So I just go back, I go back to the Pridwin. Actually, no, I go back to the airport, talk to Proctor Ingram, and she's like, okay, great. Thank you. Like, we got him all now, and we're going to load him up into his weapon bay, which actually his weapon bay is on the back. It's like he has a basket sort of on his back, and it's just filled with nukes, these giant nukes. It looks kind of cool. So I did that one.
Like a quiver for an archer?
Sort of, yeah.
Full of
yeah,
nukes?
It kinda,
I mean, obviously, yeah, yeah. Different shape.
Yeah, so I did that. And then Proctor Ingram says, hey, Elder Maxon needs to talk to you. Like, it's urgent. So I go to talk to him.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
I get a quest called Blind Betrayal. And basically what he tells me is, they've gone through the information that I got through the Institute and everything, like that I gave them on that holotape. They've gone through and they've seen. And what's shocking is it turns out Paladin Dance is a synth.
What?
Yeah. So Paladin Dance is a synth and not an actual person.
Jeez. Okay, that's almost bigger than Father being a 16-year-old.
No, right? Yeah. That was crazy. I was like, what? So he basically tells you, find him and kill him. Like, he's not part of the Brotherhood anymore. He tells you, like, he's run away. Like, we can't get a hold of him. We don't know where he is. So you go talk to, is it Scribe Halen? I think it's Scribe Halen. Remember who you, who you met in the police department with Dance? Yes, and she says, he asked me, she was like, are you gonna kill him and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you have a conversation with her. And I told her, like, look, I'll speak to him. And whatever happens, happens. Like, I'll give him every chance. Like, I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Like, I won't just go in and...
Wow. Oh, wow. That's...
So she tells me, like, oh, well, yeah, he's over at this area. Is it Bunker Bravo or something Bravo? She said he had me scout it, like, a couple weeks ago. So she's like, if anything, he's probably there hiding out. So I go over to there. I go over. I find him. I have a talk with him. And he's, like, kind of in shock that he's a synth. But he's still, like, I'm still part of the Brotherhood of Steel. And he basically tells me, like, please execute me. Like, execute me. It's for the best. Like, I don't want to
He's been so brainwashed that he is a Brotherhood member that he hates synths, even though he is one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's dark.
He's like, I don't want to live like that. Like, you know, so it, like, gives you options if you want to let him go. I kept asking questions of, like, are you sure? And other things. He's like, no, go ahead. Execute me. I was like, okay. So I pulled out my rifle. I hit Vats.
And he was like, no, don't do it. I'm kidding.
I hit Vats and I did a Vats headshot that just instantly executed him. He actually turns around and puts his hands behind his head like he's going to be. I was like, okay, it's kind of far. But yeah, so I did execute him in the end. You take his holo tags. And as I said, I only executed because, like, I did the full conversation with him. And he was basically saying, like, no, this is for the best. Like, this is what I want. Like, don't let me go. So I was going to try and be nice, but because he was cool. But
yeah.
So I did end up executing him.
In my bit of research, I found out he can, Paladin Dance can be a companion as well. Did you have him already as a companion?
I did have him as a companion. Okay. Yeah.
You're killing your companion.
I know.
The dark things that the Brotherhood makes you do. I mean, it's also wild that the Institute has infiltrated literally every part of society if they've got him as a synth. Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. So I got him. Then I go back to Elder Max and tell him, like, it's done and everything. He's like, oh, cool. He's like, thank you. You've done an absolute great service for us. And he promotes me to Paladin. No.
Is it Paladin? Wait.
No, sorry, Sentinel. He promotes me to Sentinel, which I think Sentinel is the highest of highs. And then he gives me Paladin Dance's armor. He's like, you can have his armor. I was like, okay, cool. Even though I didn't use it because I already had better armor, like a better power armor that I found earlier.
Yeah.
And so I do that. And then the next thing, and then Elder Maxon tells me, hey, we have this group called the Railroad who's trying to interfere with our plans. We need you to go take them out.
Aside from you maybe joining, like, finding them through the Freedom Trail and then, you know, maybe joining them earlier, is this the first time that the Brotherhood mentioned them?
I think so.
Well. Crazy.
I don't recall earlier. But yeah, so he says, we need you to go to the Railroad. We found their secret society or their headquarters here at the North Church. Go in there and kill everybody. And then secure this robot. If possible, secure this robot called Pam.
Yeah, Pam's great.
And reprogram it or blow it up. Okay. So I went in there. Guns blazing. Actually, I shouldn't say guns blazing. I went in there sword wielding.
Oh, yeah.
just butcher at this everyone. Point, I had my melee thing up all the way. I maxed that melee. So it was like doing 80% plus damage. And basically with every swing, I was either one hitting or like knocking off limbs and guns were knocking out guns of people's hands. So it was like hitting home runs every time.
It turns out you got your revenge for me destroying the Pridwin.
Yeah. So as you did a Vats build, I just did like this super strong melee build.
So here's what you're saying, though, is that you've been playing Skyrim all along.
I kind of, yeah. With a bit of shooting, because I did upgrade, like, some doing damage with non-scoped or whatever with, non-automatic rifles.
Are you, in your melee build, is your one option still the Chinese serrated blade?
Yeah, because it's the high. I haven't found anything that does more damage.
Wow, that's crazy. And that's just something you bought at a shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
So it does a lot. Yeah, I know. So I was happy with that. And then, so again, the railroad, I have to kill. It tells me, like, you get in there. I felt bad because I was, like, killing all the little grunts. And then it was, like, kill Deacon, kill Desdemona, kill Tinker Tom, kill, is it Liam? I think Liam was also on my list.
These were all parts of your quest list?
Yeah. So I go through. I, like, took off Deacon's head. Slash. Desdemona, it was a little bit longer. I, like, hit her a couple times, and she actually had more health. So then I pulled out a rifle and I did VATS and I just headshotted her at the end to finish it.
It's good stuff. Good stuff.
It's kind of I got a little too intense with it. It was kind of.
The bloodlust took over.
I took out everybody in the railroad, and then I secured Pam because she didn't even come out. She didn't get destroyed. So I was able to actually reprogram her. And then that's all that was the weird thing, is they tell you to do that with Pam, and then that was it. And then I go back to do the next mission, and then I never heard about Pam again. So I have no idea.
You just left reprogrammed Pam at the HQ?
I think they go pick her up again.
Okay.
Like someone, but it doesn't come in this last mission. She's not there.
All right, then.
So I don't know. Yeah. So do that, and then go back to the airport, speak to Proctor Ingram, and Proctor Ingram's basically like, okay, Liberty Prime is ready to go. Go put in the beryllium agitator and start him up.
You put the... Okay.
So I put the beryllium agitator, like, in his back as if it's like a giant, like a fusion core into the power armor. So I put it into his back and then jump down, press the button to start him up, and he starts up. And obviously he has not been around for a while. I don't know, and I'm not trying to offend anybody on this. This is literally what he says, his words. He says, Liberty Prime is ready to go. Liberty Prime is ready to kill Chinese communists. That is what he says.
Oh. Okay.
I was like,
okay. I mean, this is 2077, but a different future. But, well, that's a weird thing to include in there, but I don't know.
He goes like, he keeps going like, ready to kill the Reds and all this. I was like, okay. I was like, why is it like, I guess it's from the last time he was
active.
I don't know, but that's what he said. As I said, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but he keeps saying, like, and so you have to follow him, and every time he says, like, enemies by, he's like, Chinese communists must die, and I was like, oh my god. He just keeps, like, saying it over and over. I was like, it's nothing about the Institute or since, so I was like, okay. But so you activate him and then you follow him. So you're following along, and, like, since we'll come in from the Institute, and you just take them out on the way. And then at one point,
he's just like walking through the streets.
Yeah, just walking through the streets. And then at one point, he decides to cross the bay. And I'm like, how the hell do I get across? He just goes through the water. So I was like, okay. And I just walk through the water.
Did you ride him?
No, I can't ride him. It just took me forever, but I walked across the whole, like, harbor underwater. Like, the rads was going up, but I was in power armor, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Throw your hazmat suit on underneath, and you should be good.
And then, then I got out, and did Rad-X or whatever, right away, and then it was gone. But I followed him all the way across that. You follow him all the way to the ruins, and then he shoots his giant laser beam out of his eyes and creates a massive hole in the ground for you to get into the Institute.
Mm-hmm.
But before you jump in, he launches a nuke in there.
Oh, God. Okay.
He launches one of the Mark 28 nukes, and it goes off inside. And so when you jump in, like, there's a lot of stuff that's, like, destroyed inside. There's still, like, the nice area but like when you first jump in, it's like all messed up. And Elder Maxon actually says, "Wow, for what I thought it would be, I thought it would look nicer," or something along those lines. And I was like, "I'm pretty sure it just got nuked, dude. That's why." So you go in.
That's oblivious.
Yeah. You go in. Also, that mission was called for the Liberty Prime. It's called Ad Victorium. And that is obviously their saying, because every time you like do something right, they're like, Ad Victorium, brother. Ad Victorium, brother. So it's their motto, which is what, to victory, I'm assuming, I think is what it means.
Yeah, sounds about right. I would assume that based on the limited Latin knowledge that I have.
It's Latin. I don't know Latin, but I think it's to victory or something like that. So then I go inside. I'm in the Institute as well, going through Elder Maxon. The thing, like, we go through and we're just like taking out everybody.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about
from,
right.
From like regular scientists to some of the other higher ups. Even though there was one scientist who just like kind of ran away from me, and I was like, "Oh, I'll let you live. I'll let you live." And he was like just running away. And then another one that I saw him started to run away from me. And then one of the Brotherhood of Steel shot him. And I was like, "Oh, well, sorry, bud." I was like, "I was going to let you go, but oh, well." So we go into the Institute. We go down into where do we go to? We go to the reactor. So we make our way down to the reactor and we plant the fusion charge. And then again, I do like you, talk to Sean. I had a whole conversation with him. He's same as you, disappointed in me. This could have been yours and all that stuff. I was like, well, sorry.
My bad.
I think I said for the greater good at one point. I was like, for the Commonwealth.
I did say that, yeah.
Yeah. So I talked to him and then... Yeah, we went back up, and then as we're about to leave, Proctor Ingram's like, there's a child here for you. He, like, just came out of nowhere. I was like, huh? And then, yeah, it was the little Sean child. And he's like, I want to come with you. And then if I tried to, like, leave, Proctor Ingram's like, you're not going to take the child? You're not even going to talk to him? You're just going to leave him behind? But I was like, in my mind, I'm pretty sure he's a synth. I was like, I don't know how you Brotherhood of Steel people don't understand that he's a synth since you hate them. Talked to him. I was like, you can come with me. Yeah. I was like, you can come with me. So he comes with me. And then again, yeah, we get teleported up. We activate the detonator. The big nuke goes off. And then I go back to the Pridwin and just talk to Elder Maxon later. And he just says, congrats. He gives me a mod for a jetpack to put on power armor.
So you can use a jetpack? Have you tried it?
Yeah. No, I haven't yet. No.
That sounds fun.
And yeah, he was just really happy. He's like, but our thing's not over yet. And I'm sure he'll give me more missions. He hasn't given me anything yet, but I'm sure there's more. Actually, no. He said, no, there's no missions. He said, this is the first time I'll ever say there was something to use. Like, I have no orders for you, but just go out and do the job of the Brotherhood, basically.
Wow,
in the Commonwealth.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're free.
I know. And so, and then I sent my child, or the Sean child, to Sanctuary. I was like, go stay there.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a better place for him to be living anyway.
So yeah. And then yeah, it doesn't, that was my ending. It was interesting. I said I was gonna do Minutemen, and I think I realized why. I didn't mean to switch, but I think I had done all the required missions for the Minutemen that you would have needed to do before the end of the game.
Still could have if you didn't do something.
So,
in one spot. Because
when I finished the game, I had a mission for the railroad. And actually, after I took out the railroad, it went away. It said mission failed.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like called something Boston After Dark or something. Obviously... Yeah, I can't.
Same for the ones that I had open for the Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So it's also interesting that the Minutemen doesn't really factor in here on either of our playthroughs.
Yeah, I'm shocked on yours that when you told me, like, it said just inform the Brotherhood on yours, like, it didn't tell you to inform Brotherhood or Minutemen. Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah, or Railroad, or, yeah, it just said Railroad. So I guess unless you play the Minutemen, like, support the Minutemen as your faction all the way through, then they're just kind of sideline players. which is interesting. So there is no official designation of this, but I think either the Minutemen ending or your ending, supposedly, because the TV show, the Amazon show, is canon. It starts the first season, I think, was 15 years after the end of Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, just randomly, I came across an article yesterday about someone really zoomed in on a promotional photo for the first season of the TV show. And it looked like the airship there is the Pridwin. So supposedly, there's some thoughts that the canon ending is either the Brotherhood ending or the Minutemen one, because I guess the Minutemen don't destroy the Pridwin. I don't know. But this all makes me very curious about how the other two endings for the Minutemen and then the one for the Institute play out.
Institute, yeah.
At this Especially point, since I'm really curious about the Institute one, because it's probably super different.
Yeah, because we get the nuclear option, and then that one's the nuclear family.
That's literally curious. All I know is that, you know, you side with Father and the Institute, and I'm curious how they play out. I, you know, while I've enjoyed this game quite a bit, a lot more than I expected so far, I rarely replay games that aren't 10 out of 10s for me, so I'll wait to see if anyone wants to share their stories on Discord first, and then eventually I'm at least going to watch those two endings online. Probably like no commentary playthroughs of the last handful of quests, maybe on fast forward, just to see how it goes, because I'm super curious, because I think R2 were like the battling factions against each other, and then we both targeted the Institute. I wonder if the Minutemen just kind of, what do they do? Or do they just kind of chill? Do the Institute destroy somebody? Or do they just kind of go along with their lives? I have no idea. Because I did have, when I split off to tell the Railroad about the Brotherhood attacking, there was an option to continue the Institute route. So I could have still gone with the Institute at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where it goes from there. So, curious.
Yeah, I am curious. I'm actually slightly glad that I did end up kind of changing, not realizing a change, but change to the Brotherhood of Steel, because these missions were cool, especially with the Liberty Prime and stuff. So it was fun. It was cool. Yeah. It was different. Yeah. The whole dance thing, I like that I got to do the dance thing, and then I got to speak about it here, because that was a huge twist. I was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, that's huge.
So like, that's a big twist that we may not have seen or heard about. So that was
very, very cool. And I really enjoyed my Railroad playthrough. I mean, it did a good job, and still, even with some of the side quests, did a really good job of making you feel like you're part of this kind of underground rebellion thing. I mean, your HQ is literally underground. And you know, the going and dropping making the Institute explode from the inside felt like a, you know, an inside job. Yeah. Very, very well done, in my opinion. I mean, I think people really dislike some of the RPG, like older Fallout fans dislike the depth of the RPG and really dislike the conversation system because it's not as deep, but the story, the primary story here, I think was well done enough, and I enjoyed it. I think it's also good for us that we're starting with Fallout 4, because if we go to a future or past game, we'll probably still like Fallout 4, and not the other way around, where people seem to be a little put off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the main story has been a good ride. At this point, you know, I have a note to myself as well. I am setting an assignment to actually try out the Fat Boy with mini nukes before putting this game down. So I will be using my 9 mini nukes that I've stockpiled either in Far Harbor or Nuka World, even if it means on just ghouls or whatever, because I just want to see it happen. I can't go the whole game without trying it out.
No, you gotta try it out.
Any other parting thoughts for the main story?
No, I was just, no, not for the main story. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my playthrough, as I think I definitely enjoyed it more since I changed to the Brotherhood of Steel, because I didn't enjoy those last missions. So
it's a happy accident for you.
Yeah, it was.
Excellent. So we are not done yet. For next time, our goal is to play and complete the DLC expansion story quests related to Far Harbor. So once you finish that expansion and as much side questing as you're in the mood for, as usual, save and quit and hang on for next time.
Yep. Thank you, everybody. And we hope you played through and got to the end of the main story and enjoyed yours as well. And let us know if, you guys did Institute or when the Minutemen still, or what you thought if you also did Railroad or Brotherhood of Steel. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. If you want to follow along and discuss our playthrough of Nave games on the Gaming Backlog Book Club podcast, please give us a follow on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, or Pocket Casts, as well as our Discord and Instagram under the same name. Thanks.